Man's attitude toward himself is always interesting. There is a tendency to believe that man actually has control of his life, feeds himself, and is master of his own destiny, when the facts are, without God, man is nothing. When the Apostle Paul was standing in the midst of the Areopagus in the city of Athens, he said, "Ye men of Athens, in all things, I perceive that ye are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore ye worship in ignorance, this I set forth unto you, the God that made the world and all things therein, he, being Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he made of one every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed seasons and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek God, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain even of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offsprings." Acts 17:22-28. The Apostle Paul identifies a number of elements that should be of interest to us. That is, one, God made the world and all things therein. The Hebrew writer put it this way, "By faith we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which appear." Hebrews 11:3. Two, as it is that God made the world, he, being Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. We should be able to readily understand that the God that made the world cannot be contained by man, nor is dependent on man for his existence. Man, on the other hand, is dependent on God for everything, seeing that, three, he, or God, himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. Four, he made of every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. From Adam, the world has, through procreation, been populated. As it is written, Eve was the mother of all living, Genesis 3:20. Five, of the nations upon the earth, both present and past, God determined their appointed seasons and the bounds of their habitation. Every nation that has ever existed, every period, epic that has passed, every king that has ruled, every season that has passed, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall, all have been under the watchful eye of God, that they should seek God, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Six, in him we live and move and have our being. Every breath we take, every move we make, and the extent of our existence is by the power of God. Let us not forget this one thing. God, who created and sustains all things, gives this warning to all that will hear. The times of ignorance, therefore, God overlooked, but now he commandeth men that they should all everywhere repent, inasmuch as he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world by righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. What will you do? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Moses saying, "Lest thou say in thy heart, My power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember Jehovah thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18.